So in addition to the news that Marissa Mayer is the new CEO of Yahoo, it turns out she is also pregnant, due in October, just a few months after taking over the ailing tech company. It's going to be her first child, and she says she plans to work through her maternity leave all 3 weeks of it.
Here to talk with us in today's Midday Extra about what women in power are up against when it comes to maternity and maternity leave is Jennifer Owens. She's editorial director for Working Mother Media. Jennifer, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
So Marissa Mayer is a very powerful woman. Is it easier or harder, would you say, for women in seats of power to take time off? She's not, but you would think she's a CEO, for crying out loud, she could, right?
Well, no, not at this point. She's taking over a company that needs her smarts and her guidance. And so she's looking at the factors and how she's going to make it work. And this is what she's going to work for her.
Do you think that, I know I'm stepping on a very dangerous ground here, but I just want to ask the question. Do you think that disclosing that you're pregnant is something that you should do before taking a job like this that is so difficult and powerful and high profile?
I think a lot of factors come into play for that. I think, you know, how far along you are, what the job is. I've had friends who have switched jobs while pregnant, and they have disclosed because some companies have a year period, waiting period, before maternity leave benefits kick in. And so for them, they negotiated that.
How should a company board deal with this situation? You're looking at women and men, and they know they may have to deal with a woman, say, in this situation who might need or want to take maternity leave at some point.
I think they need to be transparent. I think you need to be transparent on all sides. I really do. I think that these are individual cases every single time for every woman. And so when you announce it, what kind of plan you put in place, it's a personal choice. It's a corporate choice. I think, though, that transparency and a sense of trust, you know, that she can say, in this case, this is my situation, this is my plan, this is how we're going to work it out, so that everyone has a level of comfort on both sides. Then I think it can work.
All right. Well, let me ask you from the opposite point of view then. Are women getting enough leave for maternity? Shouldn't they be given more time to deal with this? I mean, it's something where oftentimes you're having to breastfeed well into the night, and, you know, just taking care of a newborn baby is a 24-hour job.
Oh, definitely. I mean, our country needs paid family leave for men, for women, for people dealing with elder care issues. Definitely. It's embarrassing that the U.S. doesn't have mandated paid family leave in this country. We do the Working Mother 100 Best Companies, and across the 100 best companies, the average number of weeks given to women is 7. We have a number of technology companies, and they actually do better. Their average is 9. You know, overall, technology companies, when you compare them to the 100 best, they have fewer women at every level. And studies I've seen say that they need to have more women. We need more women engineers. We need more women to stay apace with the rest of the world in technology, engineering, and the math-related industries. So, yeah, they need to figure out the world of promoting women into these positions and then how to deal with complicated lives. And it's for men, too. Women are always the vanguard in these issues, but the men come right behind them. So, yeah, if you want to have the smart women stay and get promoted and lead and all that sort of jazz, this is what happens. We are complicated people. So the best companies know that this is a short time in a woman's life and that let's help her get through it and then come back and be the brilliant leader that you are.
Jennifer Owens is editorial director for Working Mother Media. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.